Is college really necessary? That's what we're going to talk about right now in this portion of Vocal Point. Our guest is Jason Pye. He is with Freedom Works, based in Washington, D.C. He's the Vice President of Legislative Affairs. Their website, by the way, is freedomworks.org. Jason, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Sure. Now, you wrote an article recently in the Washington Examiner, and we're going to link to that particular article. And in the article, you're talking about college education, and one of the things you say is a college degree doesn't equal success. It takes a lot more than that. It's so interesting because college is almost like a sacred cow in our culture, and even a question the efficacy of it. Is interesting. So let's explore this.
Sure. Look, I think a college degree, or the generation that I came up in, as well as generations after mine, are being told that they need to have a college degree in order to be successful. And my op-ed is basically to say that that's not true. Not at least not necessarily true. And I know that because I don't have a college degree. You have to work hard.
Interesting. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. No, you have to work hard to get where you want to go in life. I mean,
sure.
That's true whether you have a degree or whether you don't have a degree. For me, I mean, I came from extraordinary circumstances in the fact that I lost my father at the age of 12. My mother got remarried when I was, I think, 20, 21 years old. And this is about the time I was starting to dabble in college and decided that given the circumstances I faced, where my mother was getting remarried, she was going to be moving a little further away, and I wanted to stay local where I grew up, that it would make more sense for me to work rather than go and get a degree and just tried my best to get where I wanted to go in life. And sure enough, that's what I did, and it ultimately worked out for me.
And you're not alone. I mean, it's very famous how they say that Bill Gates he was a dropout of Harvard, but he was still a dropout. And Rush Limbaugh dropped out of college and, felt like it wasn't, working for him and so forth.
Yeah, I'm not alone. And certainly, I've come to find that even in Washington, D.C., that I'm not necessarily alone. There are a lot of people who I've run into, and you start talking about your past and your background, and you mention like, well, I feel a little out of sometimes like I'm a fish out of water here because I don't have the education that a lot of the staffers I meet with on a regular basis have. And come to find out, a lot of people I've met, or at least some of the people I've met, I should say, don't have degrees, or maybe went for a little bit and never graduated. So it's something that I've started to learn. There are actually more people like me here, probably a surprising number of people like me here. We're certainly not the rule. We're the exceptions to the rule. But I'm finding out more and more that there are a lot of people who at least share similar backgrounds in terms of not having that much touted college education, or at least are very sympathetic to people who, like me, understood the circumstances, or they understand the circumstances that I faced. And treat me just the same. But that's not the same for a lot of kids coming out of school. I mean, especially kids, like I said, who came out of school when I did. I graduated from high school in 1999, grew up in Metro Atlanta, and it was something that was pounded into our heads that we needed to go to school. And then, I mentioned this with a couple of the radio interviews I've done on this piece, that The girl I dated right after high school, her father told me and told her as well that I was never going to amount to much because I didn't have a degree. And, I've managed to – and I mean, that's something that motivates you when you're told something like that, and managed to, get into a field that I don't think they expect me to get into. But I've had to work insanely hard to get here to where I'm at.
Sure.
Being the Vice President of Legislative Affairs at a group in D.C. And doing meetings on the Hill and going to the White House frequently and all that stuff. That's something I've had to work really hard to get to where I'm at. And I'm 2 years away, about a year and a half away from 40. So it took a lot of trial and error, a lot of hard work.
Did her father let you marry her?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, did you elope? I'm just kidding.
No. We actually, funny enough, we got engaged and we ended up breaking it off. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, last I heard, she works for the EPA somewhere, and
oh, wow.
I don't know what he does, but my wife, the woman I eventually wound up marrying, we've been together now for 17 years, and
her parents
love me.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, you know, all things being equal, obviously it's better to have a degree if, you know, if you can't versus not having one. But I do think that especially as college is becoming more and more, you know, indoctrination with political correctness, I mean, it's crazy. And there are a lot of kids who are, if that's the right word, there are a lot of young people come out of school, and they have degrees in studies that really are not helpful in terms of finding a job. Many of them end up in their parents' basement. They have these huge student debts. No wonder socialism appeals to some of these people. Oh, we need to have free college tuition. We need to abolish all student debts, you know, say some of the politicians. And it appeals to these people.
Look, there's someone in my family who I probably, he will kill me if he ever hears this interview, who he went to school and got a degree for theater. And that's not a degree it's not something he ended up doing. He's a couple of years younger than I am. That's not something he ended up doing with his life, and he's had a hard time finding a steady job as a result of it. It's people go to school and they pick majors. You're told to pick a major when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you don't know at that point in your life what you want to do with the rest of your life. I certainly didn't at the age of 18, 19. Right. I was playing in punk bands when I was 18 and 19 years old. I was playing music until I was 23. Hmm. I had a day job as well, but like I wanted to play music for the rest of my life. I knew it was a long shot and would likely never happen, but that's what I wanted to do. But you grow up, you get older, your brain develops, and your brain develops when you're about 25 years old, and you realize like you want to do something with your life that's impactful. And I was probably around that time when I really started paying attention to politics more and getting involved in politics. I'd been reading economics literature and philosophy for years before that. But it really hit me what I wanted to do with my life from probably about the time I was 25, 26 years old. And that's when I started aiming towards a specific goal and eventually, still had a day job. And the job that I did was in the insurance industry. And I had that until I was about almost 32 years old. And that's when I switched careers and started doing politics for a living.
Yeah. Why don't you address the issue of student debt? I mean, it's getting crazy. In fact, you quote somebody in your piece from Chicago who said with over $1.5 trillion in outstanding student debt, knowing how to help young adults better recognize and manage the risks related to higher education is an important input into my assessment of our economy. That same fellow, by the way, he is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and he even questioned if college was worth it for many people in light of the skyrocketing costs and the fact that it may be too risky for some young people, especially, you know, if they come out with a degree in women's studies or, you know, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the Charles Evans, the president of the Chicago Fed, and he was talking about, particularly as it relates to disadvantaged students, people like myself who came from a single-parent household who were lower middle income, who didn't have a lot of money to spend, and who were looking at tens of thousands of dollars in college loan debt. It may not be the right choice for someone like me or for someone who faced similar circumstances. But certainly one thing I always tell interns who come through FreedomWorks, some of them may not have had the same experiences I had, but they maybe come from a middle-class household where they don't have a lot of money to spend on college education. I always encourage them to finish because at the end of the day, my not having a degree was a setback for me. It's something that's why I had to work twice as hard, sometimes even harder than that, to get my foot in the door. But I always encourage them to finish they should also take into account their own personal circumstances. If they can make it work, they should do it. But one thing that we are in society, we're placing too much emphasis on college, and I think this goes back to something Brian Kaplan, who I also quote in the article. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University. He warns that we're devaluing education by pushing more people to pursue a traditional education, because he talks about credential inflation, basically that the more we emphasize college education, the more people are going to have diplomas and then, you know, juris doctorates or master's degrees. The more people we push into that, the less a degree is going to mean, or the less that education is going to mean over the long term.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we have to be wary of as a society. And also, we're devaluing the other types of work that are so essential to making our economy function, and that's like manufacturing. That's, you know, vocational jobs that we have de-emphasized as a society that we should be emphasizing. You know, there are jobs that we need filled. I mean, look, there are 7 million job openings, at least this is the statistics a few months old. Back in, I think, March, there were 7 million job openings, but only 6 million people looking for work. We have a job gap of almost a million jobs. We need people in this economy to find employment that matches what's available on the market. And some of those jobs are all going to be in the tech field or in legal services or financial services or whatever it may be. There may be jobs out there that are in new and up and coming sectors of the economy, or just more traditional, like, you know, as much as I hate to say it, like plumbing or manufacturing. Those are jobs that are still valuable in our economy that we are short of workers for.
And by the way, when you say the 6 million versus the 7 million, it doesn't necessarily mean that all 6 million of those people would necessarily be able to get a particular job, because in other words, maybe 5 million of those are employable with the types of jobs that are being sought, you know, help wanted, and 1 million of those people can't necessarily fit into that. You know, different people have different gifts, different skill sets, and a lot of times I've found, just in my working career, that a lot of times the positions that I get within the same outfit, my role may change, but it all kind of, the different people sort of fit according to whatever they're good at.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that we need to rethink education in the United States and stop making it be such a centrally planned aspect of our economy and as well as our workforce. We need to let people decide for themselves what they're going to be, not count it in their heads what they should be.
You know, think about that in light of that scandal that occurred about 2 months ago of celebrities or some wealthy people trying to get their children into some Ivy League schools. You know, schools with big names, whether they had the goods or didn't have the goods.
Yeah. No, this is part of the problem, and this is the way, the amount of money that we spend on education, especially post-secondary education, and the more government gets involved in, the more expensive it's going to be, and the more unreachable or unattainable it's going to be for people, and they're never going to have enough education at the end of the day, as if we keep going the way we're going, and it's going to become more and more expensive, and it's something that, I mean, my wife and I don't have children, but it's something that would factor into whether we tried to push them into a college education and when they got old enough to start pursuing that. We wouldn't push them. We wouldn't force them. My wife has a college degree. She didn't finish college until she was 32 years old. It's something she went to off and on. But her goal, the reason she did it, was not because she wanted to go work in that field. She just wanted to be the first person in her family to have a college diploma.
Wow. Now, going back to something I said, and we have only a minute left, one of the things that really bothers me about college now is just the indoctrination towards this very liberal world and life view that doesn't comport with reality. They promote socialism, abortion, you know, everything. Everything.
Yeah. No, I mean, indoctrination on college campuses is a concern I share, and talk to a lot of kids who come in as interns here who are members of their local Young Americans for Liberty chapter or Students for Liberty chapter, and they talk about some of the indoctrination they see. They talk about the free speech zones, the places where they're permitted to speak against some sort of policy, or whether it be something happening in Congress or the state legislature or even on college campus, and the resistance they face amongst the quote-unquote politically correct on their college campuses is just, it's absurd. But this is what the liberal elite, or I should say the leftist elite, because liberal is a word that libertarians like myself should take back from the left.
The left.
The left. I mean, this is what the left has created in this country.
Exactly. All right, we're out of time. Freedomworks.org for more information. Thank you so much, Jason, for this thought-provoking piece and
Thank
your time.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Bye-bye.